Chapter 7. Three-wheel motorcycle supplement. Requirements for licensing three-wheel motorcycles vary by state. In Idaho, a standard motorcycle, M, endorsement or a three-wheel restricted endorsement on a driver's license is required to ride a three-wheeled motorcycle on the highway. To obtain a three-wheel restricted endorsement, the applicant must pass the knowledge test for the motorcycle, M, endorsement and a skills test that has been modified to accommodate three-wheeled vehicles. This information is provided in addition to that offered in the first part of this motorcycle rider's manual, so when preparing to take the knowledge test, begin by reading the information on two-wheel motorcycles thoroughly. It provides information on safe operation of the motorcycle on the highway. This supplement contains information specific to the safe operation of a three-wheel motorcycle, including both trike-style motorcycles and motorcycles with sidecars. Know the motorcycle. There are many types of three-wheel motorcycles available on the market today. In general, three-wheel motorcycles will have the following characteristics. Three wheels leaving two or three separate tracks during straight-line operation. Motorcycle-based conversion or design with handlebar steering. Motorcycle type controls with a standard layout. Convenience alterations like a single brake pedal or lever control, automatic clutch, or automatic transmission. Saddle seating is seating in which the rider, passenger straddles the vehicle. When designed for a passenger, the passenger must be seated behind the rider, or in a separate passenger compartment in the case of a motorcycle with a sidecar. The vehicle meets all applicable federal on-road standards. Turning diameter of the vehicle at its widest point must be less than 40. Three-wheel motorcycle designs. Three-wheel motorcycle designs vary among manufacturers. Unlike traditional motorcycles, which are considered single-track motorcycles, three-wheel motorcycles could be either dual or triple-track design. Dual-track vehicles are motorcycles with sidecars, while triple-track motorcycles can be configured either with dual front wheels or dual rear wheels. The right motorcycle for you. Make sure the three-wheel motorcycle or sidecar-equipped motorcycle is right for you. The motorcycle rider should be able to comfortably reach and operate all of the controls and be able to complete full turns using the handlebars without excessive reach or upper body movements that could jeopardize stability and control. Borrowing and lending. Borrowers and lenders, beware. Crashes are fairly common among beginning motorcycle riders, especially in the first month of riding. Operating an unfamiliar motorcycle adds to the problem. If borrowing a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with sidecar, get familiar with it in a controlled area first. If lending a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar to friends, make sure they are licensed and know how to ride before they ride in traffic. These motorcycles handle very differently than two-wheeled motorcycles. No matter how experienced they are, be extra careful on any vehicle that is unfamiliar or new to them. Becoming familiar with motorcycle controls. Be sure you are familiar with the controls of the three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar before attempting to ride it on any highway, since some controls may differ from those found on other motorcycles. This is especially important if riding a borrowed motorcycle. Before beginning to ride, make all the pre-ride checks you would on any motorcycle. Be familiar with all controls, such as the turn signals, horn, headlight switch, fuel control valve, and cutoff switch. Locate and operate these items without having to search for them. Operate all the controls before starting to ride. Know the gear shift pattern and operate the throttle, clutch, and brakes a few times. Controls react differently on different motorcycles, and exact locations of controls may vary slightly. Additionally, some motorcycle conversions may be equipped with a single brake pedal or lever control, automatic clutch, or automatic transmission. At the beginning, start out slowly and carefully and be aware of the surroundings. Accelerate gently, take turns a little more slowly, and leave extra room for stopping. Rider abilities. Basic motorcycle control. Steering and tip over lines. Three-wheel motorcycles handle differently than two-wheeled motorcycles. With three wheels on the ground, they are naturally more stable than a two-wheel motorcycle. They also steer differently. Because conventional three-wheel motorcycles cannot lean, they cannot counter-steer. Instead, the front wheel is pointed in the direction the rider wants the motorcycle to go. Under some conditions during the operation of a three-wheel motorcycle, it is possible to have only two wheels in contact with the highway surface. This could occur during turning or tight turns whenever enough weight is transferred outside of the tipover lines. This tendency requires careful load and passenger positioning inside the tipover lines to help maintain maximum stability. Body position. As with any motorcycle, rider position is important for control and reducing or preventing fatigue. You should be able to reach both handgrips comfortably, since more handlebar movement is necessary than when riding a two-wheel motorcycle. While it is not necessary for the rider of a three-wheel motorcycle to move drastically during operation, shifting weight in the direction of the turn can improve control. Braking. On a motorcycle with a sidecar, during braking in a sharp turn, the sidecar wheel may lift off the ground. Motorcycle and sidecar tires have limited traction or grip on the highway surface, and traction is greater when the motorcycle is rolling, not skidding or slipping. During turning, some of the available tire traction is used for cornering, so less is available for stopping. Thus, a skid can occur if you brake too hard. Turning. The tendency of the rear inside wheel to lift during turning is greater with increased speed and tighter curves. During a turn, inertia causes the center of gravity of the motorcycle to shift sideways and outward toward the tip over line. The reduced weight over the opposite side wheel can cause it to lift slightly. The weight of a three-wheeled motorcycle, trikes and reverse trikes, is distributed almost equally between the two front or two rear wheels. These motorcycles handle the same in left and right hand turns. When turning a three-wheeled motorcycle, approach a turn at speed with the head up, and look through the turn. Concentrate on pointing the front wheel in the direction you want the motorcycle to go. Roll off the throttle before entering the turn. Apply the brakes enough to slow the motorcycle to a speed at which you can safely ride through the turn, then release the brakes before the turn. Slightly lean your upper body in the intended turn direction. Steer the front wheels toward the turn. Roll on the throttle to pull the motorcycle through the turn. Because the center of gravity of a motorcycle with sidecar is close to the motorcycle itself, the behavior of the vehicle when turning right and when turning left is quite different. During a right turn, cornering forces push the outfit to the outside of the turn, resulting in a greater tendency for the sidecar wheel to lift. The lift will be greater if the sidecar is empty or lightly loaded. When turning right on a motorcycle with a sidecar, anticipate the degree of turn required. Reduce speed before entering the curve by downshifting or braking. Shift your body weight over the sidecar and lean your upper body in the direction of the turn. Maintain speed as entering the curve. Accelerate gradually as exiting the curve. During a left-hand turn, the sidecar acts as a stabilizer, so the sidecar wheel stays on the ground. However, if the turn is taken too sharply or at too high a rate of speed, there is a tendency for the motorcycle rear suspension to extend, and this may cause the rear wheel of the motorcycle to lift off the ground. When turning left on a motorcycle with a sidecar, reduce speed prior to entering the turn. Apply more pressure on the rear brake than on the front brake. Lean the upper body in the direction intended to turn, and if necessary, shift your body weight. Cornering and curves. The cornering characteristics of a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar differ from those of a two-wheel motorcycle. Even with three wheels on the round, a sidecar can tip over if it is being turned too sharply or is going too fast for a corner. Therefore, it is best to always slow before entering a corner. The best path to follow in the curve may not be the one that follows the curve of the highway. Following the center of the lane may actually increase the tip over forces. Check opposing traffic carefully, and if safe, enter the curve toward the outside of your lane. This increases the line of sight through the curve and makes the turn less sharp. As you turn the motorcycle, move toward the inside of the curve, and as it passes the apex, move to the outside to exit, always remembering to stay in your lane. Hills. When riding uphill on a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar, Some weight will shift to the rear, causing the front of the motorcycle to become lighter. This weight shift reduces the traction on the front tires for steering and tire grip. When riding downhill, gravity increases the amount of braking force required to slow or stop the motorcycle. It is important to begin slowing earlier for cornering and stopping. Lane position. The track of the dual wheels of a three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar is almost the same width as some automobiles. Therefore, they are limited in lane positioning. Keep toward the center of the lane to ensure the tracks of the dual wheels do not cross the painted lines into opposing traffic. Riding the motorcycle too far to the right could cause loss of traction if the tire leaves the pavement. In spite of the extra width, you still have options for lane placement to maintain an escape route and space cushion. Adjust your position to your surroundings. Lane positioning when riding three-wheeled motorcycles in groups is also an important consideration. You can still use a staggered formation. However, there will not be as much of a space cushion to the side because of the added width. Always maintain a safe margin between all motorcycles. Parking at the highway side. Because of the limitations on mobility and motorcycle length, it is not practical to park the motorcycle at a 90-degree angle with the rear wheel touching the curb, like with a two-wheel motorcycle. Position the motorcycle in a parking space so it is parked parallel to the curb. Some three-wheel motorcycles have reverse, so they can more easily get into a parking space designed for a vehicle. Parking parallel to the curb will facilitate pulling away from the curb and entering the lanes of traffic. Acceleration and deceleration. A three-wheel motorcycle with two drive wheels tends to be much more stable during acceleration and braking than a motorcycle with a sidecar. Attaching a sidecar to the motorcycle adds a non-powered, off-centered mass of weight. During acceleration, the sidecar will feel as though it is lagging behind, causing the motorcycle to feel as though it is being steered to the right. During deceleration or braking, the momentum of the sidecar continues to carry it forward, giving the feeling that the sidecar is trying to pass the motorcycle and makes the motorcycle feel as though it is being steered left. On acceleration, compensate for this tendency by steering slightly in the opposite direction from the sidecar. On deceleration, compensate for this tendency by steering slightly in the direction of the sidecar. Also, pull in the clutch when braking. Swerving. A quick stop may not always be sufficient to avoid an obstacle in the path of the motorcycle, even if you properly apply both brakes. Sometimes the only way to avoid a collision is to swerve. On a three-wheel motorcycle, it is two quick turns in rapid succession. Often, there is not much time to adjust your body position. A three-wheel motorcycle or motorcycle with a sidecar is not as easy to swerve as a two-wheel motorcycle. And this is not typically the best option for hazard avoidance, so plan well ahead to avoid the need for swerving. If braking is needed, remember to brake then swerve or swerve then brake. Never brake while swerving. Carrying cargo and passengers. Three-wheel motorcycles are designed to carry passengers and cargo, but they still have a gross vehicle weight rating, GVW. Do not exceed the tire or motorcycle loading capacity rating. The extra weight could change the handling characteristics of the motorcycle, so give some thought to where the loads are positioned. Many three-track motorcycles will have built-in storage compartments for cargo, either in front of or behind the rider. On these motorcycles, center the load and keep it low in the storage areas so it is positioned within the tip-over lines and balanced side to side. If carrying a passenger on a trike or reverse trike, have them sit directly behind you. On a motorcycle with a sidecar, the best place for a passenger is in the sidecar. Never put a single passenger on the saddle. The added weight over the tip-over line will increase the instability of the motorcycle. While a second passenger can be carried on the seat behind the rider, the heavier passenger should always be in the sidecar. The passenger sitting behind the motorcycle rider should sit upright at all times. It is not necessary for the passenger to lean into the curves. When carrying loads in a sidecar, secure the load firmly in place to keep it from shifting and affecting the handling. Loads should be distributed toward the rear of the sidecar to reduce tipping of the nose of the sidecar in the event of a sudden left turn. When loaded, you may find performance is reduced and stopping distances are longer, so allow a little extra distance. The addition of a sidecar passenger will greatly improve stability, and right-hand turns can be made at a slightly higher speed. Turning left, however, will require more turning force. Three-wheel motorcycle skills test. Basic motorcycle control and obstacle avoidance skills are included in the skills test to determine the motorcycle rider's ability to handle normal and hazardous traffic situations. At a minimum, the motorcycle rider will be tested for the ability to demonstrate overall vehicle control, accelerate, brake, and turn safely, stop, turn, and swerve quickly, adjust motorcycle speed and position. Skills test examiners may score on factors related to safety, such as selecting safe speeds to perform the skills, choosing the correct path and staying within boundaries, completing normal and quick stops, completing various turns and swerves. Points will be deducted when the engine is stalled while attempting any of the skills. You will be graded on the ability to control the motorcycle, turn, stop quickly, and ride the motorcycle in a straight line. The skills test examiner will also watch your posture and overall operation and attention. You may stop the skills test at any time. Do not attempt a skills test if not ready or comfortable doing it. If testing on a three-wheel vehicle, sidecar, trike, etc., a three-wheel only restriction will be added to the endorsement on your driver's license. Motorcycle skills test checklist. To bring all the required information for the motorcycle skills test, use this checklist to help prepare. I have made a skills test appointment. I have my valid driver's license. I have my valid motorcycle instruction permit. I have my helmet and eye protection. I will provide a motorcycle on which to take the skills test. Basic safety equipment must be in working condition. Motorcycle registration must be current, including the registration stickers on the license plate, or have a temporary registration. I have proof of valid and current insurance for the motorcycle on which I am taking the skills test. I have $25 in cash to pay the skills test examiner. If under 21 years of age, I have my course completion certificate from an approved rider safety course. Rider under 18 will be required to have a parent or court-appointed guardian sign the application to add the motorcycle endorsement to their driver's license. Is this required for Idaho?